USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Governors are weighing the risks of the coronavirus as they begin the move to ease some restrictions. Even as some close contact businesses have reopened in Georgia following a month-long shutdown, there are business owners who remain confused. Pooler, Georgia salon owner Nikki Scott is one of them.
They say you can open your salon. Okay, perfect. With what? So what's the rules? What's the regulations?
Restaurants and bars open in Georgia, South Carolina, and Tennessee, among other states, on Monday. Texas Governor Greg Abbott on what should remain off limits in his state.
The most dangerous places are salons and gyms. The CDC makes that abundantly clear. The doctors advising me make that abundantly clear. Dr. Birx has made that abundantly clear. Do not cause any harm to yourself or to others by engaging in activities that could pose a danger.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
As the coronavirus pandemic drags on, more people are becoming increasingly worried about cash flow. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg reports.
President Trump signs the $480 billion stimulus package at the White House. Now, many Democrats are already pushing for a Phase 4 stimulus package, which would include money for state and local governments. But according to Republican Senator from Missouri, Josh Hawley, we need to be thinking about one thing.
Here's what we need to focus on going forward, jobs. We've got 27 million people unemployed. Government shut down the economy in order to deal with this health crisis. We need to get that economy open back up. And to do that, we've got to get people back to work. We've got to get them jobs. So my message to my colleagues is jobs, jobs, jobs. Any future rescue package has got to focus on getting people rehired, supporting the payrolls of business so that workers can get their jobs back, can have their wages covered, and get back to work.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
There's plenty of new coronavirus scams. USA Radio's John Hunt has a few examples.
Fears surrounding the spread of the novel coronavirus have spawned a rash of fraudulent cures involving dangerous behaviors like ingesting powerful bleaching agents or inhaling a toxic gas. In Dallas, a federal judge granted a permanent injunction against Purity Health and Wellness Centers, a company that prosecutors allege solicited ozone therapy, which involves inhaling ozone gas as a cure or method for preventing COVID-19. Last week, prosecutors took similar action against a chiropractor who was advertising homeopathic remedies that would provide up to 90% protection against COVID-19. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
Although many businesses are struggling during the pandemic, one business is doing quite well. USA's John Clemens reports.
It's Consumer Staples that reports a 22% increase since March 23rd as shoppers began stocking up on groceries, cleaning supplies, and, of course, paper products like bathroom tissue. Kimberly Clark of the Irving, Texas-based corporation reports net sales were $5 billion, led by a 13% jump in tissue paper sales. Kimberly Clark's first quarter operating profit went on a tear of $904 million, compared with a year earlier of $655 million.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.